Hello, everyone. That was Have Gun Will Travel with Resist the Machine. Welcome to Shock Talk. Tonight's going to be a short one, as I am still on vacation, but I'm hoping it will also be inspirational, because here at Shock Talk, the only thing we like better than resistance is noncompliance. And it looks like we may finally have a revolution on our hands and at our overlord's doorstep. And that's all because of the kids. The crazy kids from whom I never expected anything noteworthy. Those crazy kids might just go down in history as having gotten the rest of us to move our asses from the couch to the seat of power. Totally embarrassing the boomers, too many of whom began as hippie revolutionaries in the 60s, but most unfortunately decided they'd rather be greedy authoritarian yuppies when the 80s rolled up. We dropped the ball and have seemingly no interest in picking it back up again, more's the pity. Though members of the so-called greatest and silent generations did the most damage, few boomers attempted to derail their gravy train. They wanted to hop on board, and they were climbing aboard not only for the gravy, but they are all in for the war crimes, the censorship, the insider trading, the crimes against humanity, you name it. And the lot of them decided it would be in their best interest to stand for Israel. It wasn't enough to simply provide them with the money and weapons and military advisors required to reenact Hitler's pogrom. No, they tried to censor any and everyone who spoke out against providing money, weapons, and know-how, which is why they banned TikTok, which banning may well prove to be the biggest fuck around and find out in the history of fucking around and finding out, because the kids found Red Note. And now the wheels are coming off, the jig is up, and I am so here for it. Caitlin Johnstone captured their detractors perfectly, although she made a big mistake by calling those fascists liberals, when she wrote, "My favorite genre of tweet right now is liberals going, ha ha, those Chinese people on Red Note would have you believe they know more about China than I, a Westerner who has watched television." But as a Chinese person on Red Note said, Americans think they are free because they get to have opinions, but they don't get to have choices.
I regard the United States as the most lawless and dangerous country in the world by far. You cannot believe how much misinformation we get every single day. Because I have advised more than 100 governments around the world. I have seen things with my own eyes. I've seen U.S. CIA coups with my own eyes. Governments lie, but superpowers make super lies. And if you're running the largest war machine in the world, you are going to lie all the time. The entire Iraq war was not because they thought there were weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction was the outcome of a focus group inside the Pentagon. How are we going to sell this war to the American people? Who made the decision 2 days ago that ATACMS can shoot deep inside Russia? Another brilliant move. We don't even know if the President of the United States is compos mentis right now. We have a deep state that takes these decisions, not a word of explanation to the American people. It's all lies, and I've seen it all through my life because I've been advisors to prime ministers and to presidents and to central bank governors and to some of the wonderful people on this panel.
Did everyone just forget the fact that the TikTok ban was a part of a bill that sent $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan? Because I didn't forget that. That was just last April, right after we paid our taxes. And also during that time, the Free Palestine movement was trending on TikTok. And that was around the time that that audio leaked from the head of the ADL saying that the biggest threat to their Zionist project was TikTok and the Gen Z generation. And as you know, AIPAC buys all of our congresspeople. So it's just interesting now, because people didn't really get politically involved during BLM, women's rights, Free Palestine, But the minute you take away their entertainment and their way of being able to earn a second income or a primary income, that's when you radicalize people. I have learned by observing the behavior of US Americans on this app. And now people have moved to the Redbook app. And you are watching people become radicalized within the span of an hour, just seeing all of that propaganda about China just completely disappear and seeing how they are able to afford groceries and they don't have to pay property tax after they pay off their mortgage and all of these things, right? And the average US American just realizing, we live in a third world country with, what is that saying, a Gucci belt? Because when you tell people that we are giving $95 billion of our tax money to basically the US colonial outpost, they'll be like, meh, you know, maybe they need to protect us or whatever your politic is, like whatever you think that is. I think now you can see the connections coming through. The understanding that, wait, why are we doing that when we don't even have healthcare, when we can't afford groceries, and when Lahaina, Asheville, LA, they're still grappling with their disasters. So I just want to remind everybody, like, I'm so happy we're at this moment, but you have to understand everything is connected, that what is going on abroad, Palestine, Congo, Sudan, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, that is a direct result of US empire and foreign policy.
When they banned TikTok, it was because of Israel. Remember that voice note of Jonathan Greenblatt from AIPAC saying that we have a TikTok problem, we have a Gen Z problem? When TikTok gets banned, don't forget, it's because of Israel. You know exactly who to blame. You know exactly who to look for. You know exactly where to go. When TikTok gets banned, you know what to do.
The fire's burning high, stocks falling in the west. Lost my home last Friday, but hey, life's still a quest. Found myself a little app where kindness lights the way. Xiaowongsu's a village where strangers laugh and play. I eat dumplings in a bowl painted with a crane. Wearing jeans stitched in China, walking through the rain. The landlord knocks my door, rent's 2 months overdue. But I'm learning, ni hao now, feels like something new. My country's shouting banning while I scroll the feed. But here are friends from China sharing rice and tea. From the Rockies to bamboo, from the bayou to the plain, we're swapping cats and stories through sunshine and rain. Not about where it's made, but the bridges that we weave. Xiaowongsu, we're human, and that's what I believe.
Jobs, I asked, they smiled and said, we're saving up for hospital bills, so we bake some bread. They said my TikTok's banned, but what's a band to me? I'm planting seeds in Xiaowongsu, where all the world can see.
Under lantern light I see a bridge built out of words. Through laughter, love, and languages, we're stitching different worlds. The rivers flow through bamboo groves and under starry skies. Here's to you, my distant friend, our bond will never die. From the Rockies to bamboo, from the bayou to the plain, we're swapping cats and stories through sunshine and rain. Not about where it's made, but the bridges that we weave. On Xiaohongshu, we're human, and that's what I believe. The app may fade, but memories stay, like tea leaves in a cup. From cranes on bowls to stars above, we've built each other up. So light a lantern, write a note, and sing this little tune on bridges built in kindness. The world's a brighter.
Well, I gotta tell you something. We have been fed so much bullshit. You really need to go and sign up for Red Note. Just go and peruse the site. It's mind-blowing. The kindness, the generosity that the Chinese people are showing to the Americans who come on there, the way they're welcoming them. Yes, they're asking them to follow the guidelines of their app, which is standard practice. But when you start looking at what you see on Red Note versus what the governments have been handing us for propaganda and bullshit, my God, man, I spend a couple hours just going through the site. And really, it's worth the time for you to just sign up, go onto the site, and you don't even have to set up a full account to go and look. But the amount of money that they have to spend on groceries, for example, is peanuts compared to what we pay here in Canada, and I'm sure the same in the U.S. It's like night and day. Their world there is so much better than the way they portray it. They're not a repressed people. They're intelligent. They're not what they try and tell us, that they are evil. China, 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 as Trump would say. Go have a look. Seriously, you're going to get a rude awakening about the truth and the propaganda that we've been hand-fed for years, that China's our enemy. They're not our enemy. Our enemy are the people who sit in those fancy chairs in Congress and Senates and politicians. The rich, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, the people who hand us BS. I have to say that I got an education in the last 24 hours, just going through that site, watching various videos. Now, it's not TikTok. It's slightly different than TikTok, but it's good. And it's unbelievable to see how many people will welcome you. Go have a look. Take care, my friends. God bless. And let's put an end to the government's nonsense, Canada, U.S., and around the world. China is not an evil place. China is not a place where they repress their citizens. I mean, yeah, there's things they can't do and things they can't say. But they live a healthy and prosperous life there. It's different. Go see for yourself. Take care, my friends. All the best.
I really think America has made a huge mistake when banning this app, because now that we're all on Red Note, we're actually learning that a lot of the crap that they've been talking about China is absolutely not true. We're like, wait a second, you guys have universal healthcare? You don't have to pay for an ambulance when you get picked up to the hospital. You have amazing cars for very low prices. Huawei, the amazing phones they have, are also so much better than iPhones. And all of that is forbidden here. We cannot have any of that. Wait a second, you can walk at night outside and not be afraid? There's no mass unalivings in schools? What? What's that like? And I had someone comment on my Red Note, now that you're here, I hope you can see that we're not the beasts that your news made us seem to be. And I was like, we never thought you guys were. I feel like we always knew it was bullshit. And yeah, no country's perfect. There's a lot of issues everywhere in this world. But it's very interesting. We're learning much more, I think, than they wanted us to know. And I think that's not a very good idea for our government. Also, I'm shocked by how quickly people are picking up Mandarin. I feel like you guys need to teach me. How do I do this as quickly as you? Because it's incredible.
小红书.
TikTok is a huge national security concern. I can't think of a potentially more powerful propaganda tool.
Propaganda tool? Did he just say propaganda tool? I'm sorry, sir. I thought the national security threat was in terms of data collection. Here are some fun facts. Instagram, Facebook, Google, DoorDash, and Airbnb all collect more data than TikTok. TikTok has contributed more than $24 billion to U.S. gross domestic product and more than 224,000 jobs to the U.S. economy. Mind you, as of January 15th, the United States is over $36.2 trillion in debt. There are over 1.3 million creators that operate their businesses on TikTok. In less than 24 hours, 3.4 million American citizens volunteered their data to an actual Chinese communist app in protest of their own government. TikTok is not a publicly shared company. Meta is a publicly shared company. Members of Congress who voted on the TikTok ban are invested in Meta stock. Meet your politicians. Senator Markway Mullen purchased between $15,000 and $50,000 of Meta shares on January 2nd, 2024 and January 26, 2024. Mike McCall, who introduced the TikTok ban legislation, was a little bit sneakier about it by using his family's trust to purchase his Meta stock. Representative Byron Donald voted yay and purchased Meta stock on December 6th. Representative Greg Stanton voted yay and purchased Meta stock on November 9th, 2023. Representative Diana Harshbarger voted yay and purchased Meta stock on March 3rd, 2023. Representative Ro Khanna voted nay but purchased Meta stock on November 7th. Representative Dan Crenshaw voted yay and purchased Meta stock on December 2nd, 2022. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene voted yay and purchased Meta stock on December 30th. The list goes on and on. You guys can look it up. Members of Congress are actually required by law to disclose their financial transactions, including stock trades, under the Stock Act. Ironically, the purpose of that law is to make sure that Congress members do not make any major decisions if there's a personal financial benefit. The irony of fear-mongering a nation about the threat of Chinese communism by stripping them of their jobs, freedom of information, freedom of speech, freedom of open communication, freedom of discourse, and right to discern propaganda is wild. All while one publicly shared corporation that is notorious for controlling propaganda to literally puppeteer elections by unethically collecting our data lobbies Congress to vote on a ban to continue to monopolize where we receive all of our information. And the Congress members who voted for this monopoly were legally allowed to have shares in the stock! But it's totally normal the CIA lizard dumped $7 million into pushing this ban through because he went on Joe Rogan and talked about jujitsu. As for me, I was a broke singer-songwriter trying to make it in the music industry, and now I am one of those 1.3 million creators that can put food on the table because of TikTok. It provided me with the first equal opportunity platform to show my songs to the whole world. I didn't need to be Instagram famous, I didn't need to be some celebrity's kid, I didn't need to have a lot of money, I just needed to post a video of myself singing to my 140 followers. Thanks to TikTok, I have grown my audience to 14.7 million followers. I've accumulated over 270 million likes and billions of views on my music. I could sell tickets to my shows. I bought my first house from the money I made with my TikTok brand partnerships. My songs made it to top 10 radio because I promoted them on TikTok. I built a community of people healing from eating disorders. And with that community, I was able to stand up to a multi-million dollar corporation called Victoria's Secret. I got to sing songs with first responders, doctors, small business owners, artists, kids, grandparents, Olympians, magicians, veterans, triple amputees. My TikTok account was not only mine. It was a place for other people's perspectives, for the kid I babysit to confront mean girls in her school. It was supposed to be something that I could show my daughter one day and be like, look, mommy made this. And you can do anything too. You can follow your dreams and you can change the world. This just feels so icky. And now I'm saying goodbye to the future that I built for my family, fair and square, with a baby on the way, so a bunch of corrupt, dirty politicians can feed their babies. Our greatest politicians could be focusing on genocide, poverty, human trafficking, homelessness. It is not about privacy or national security. It is all about control. China doesn't want to spy on people pooping while they watch a Get Ready With Me. The government doesn't even hate TikTok. In fact, most of the Congress members that voted to ban TikTok are actually on TikTok, as are all their spouses and children. What the government hates is losing money out of their own pockets. The government hates losing control of the information we receive. And most importantly, the government hates when we talk to each other.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger that all bodies aren't the same. Photoshop itty bitty models on magazine covers told me I was overweight. I stopped eating, what a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst. I know Victoria.
cellulite with Hunger Games like every night. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, hey, dummy.
Usually start with something like, assume that you're Li Hua, a grade 12 student writing to your foreign pen pal, Peter, Sarah, or Jennifer, to introduce cuisines in your hometown, invite them to travel in China, or something random like that. We spent years playing the role of Li Hua, writing thousands of essays in exams and test prep sessions. But honestly, we all questioned it at some point. Where is this foreign friend? I don't even know anyone named Sarah or Mike. Why am I doing this? There's no way I will ever need to write to like a foreign friend like this in real life, right? You know, China has sometimes felt isolated because of geopolitical issues. Foreigners don't visit China as much as they visit other Asian countries like Japan, Korea, or Thailand. Most of us rarely had the chance to speak with foreigners, and many people just assume they'd forget all the English they learned after college anyways. So what was the point of writing hundreds and thousands of fake English letters to an imaginary friend? Then one day in January 2025, after writing letters to an imaginary pen pal and never getting anything back for 10 years, we finally got a real letter back from you guys on Red Note. You're like Li Hua's pen pal finally coming to life. It feels magical. We never imagined people from the other side of the world could actually hear us and get to know us. We have been living in our own little Chinese internet bubble for so long. It's been fun, but we're missing something. And now that you are here, you make us feel like the world is actually connected. We want to share everything with you, our cats, our dogs, our jokes, our lives. You know, in Chinese, the internet is called 互联网, which literally means a net that connects everyone. And I think that's probably what the internet was always meant to be. I've seen lots of TikTok refugees posting things like, thanks for hosting us and being so nice to us recently, but we also want to say thank you. Thank you for coming over, trying to post in our language, talking to us, interacting with everyone. It makes us feel like we're not alone in this world. After all, we're all human. And deep down, humans are more alike than we're different.
Zhao Hongxu is pushing me to tears, and I'll explain why. You know, for 25 years, I've thought that when people say, I was so happy I cried, they're exaggerating. I thought it was a myth. I didn't think it was real. I didn't think that you could cry from being happy. I've never experienced it, and I don't know anybody that's ever experienced it. I thought it was only in movies. The Americans know already what I'm going to say, but life in America is vicious. If you are not willing to decimate the person next to you, you might not survive. And even if you do, it will not be an enjoyable experience. For as long as I've been able to speak, I have expressed the idea that either I was not made for this world or this world was not made for me, because I don't feel comfortable in a system where I'm expected to hurt innocents. Then I got on Xiaoheng Shu, and everybody is so kind. Not only is everybody so kind and welcoming and open-minded and curious, everything that's been missing from American life, everything that I've wanted from life, is there, is on Xiaoheng Shu. Not only that, but they live the life that we were promised. As children, we were promised that if we went to work, if we told the truth and we did the right thing, we could live a good life. Maybe you won't have everything. Maybe you won't have a yacht. Maybe you won't have a helicopter. But you'll have the important things. You'll have love. You'll have family. You'll have things of your own. And it was a lie. And getting back to what I said about happy tears, I had abandoned the idea that I could ever live a happy life. And that app has renewed my hope, has given me something to live for, has given me a goal to attain. I'm going to cry again, but thank you.
The United States' support for Israel is not left and right. It is young and old. And the numbers of young people who think that Hamas is, you know, massacre was justified is shockingly and terrifyingly high. And so we really have a TikTok problem.
But we need to talk about TikTok. TikTok, if you will, it is the 24/7 news channel of so many of our young people, and it's like Al Jazeera on steroids, amplifying and intensifying the anti-Semitism and the anti-Zionism with no repercussions.
We opened a center in Silicon Valley back in 2017. And the woman who runs it, she's an ex-Facebook executive. I have software engineers and data scientists working at ADL. We're monitoring all this stuff. And we're working with all the platforms, by the way. Google and YouTube and Meta and Twitter and Reddit and Steam and Amazon, all these companies. From like Apple to Zoom, we work with all of them, okay? That's relevant because we've been working with Twitter now since it was founded. We worked with the old regime, working with the new regime. Like, I'm talking to Elon, and we're trying to work with them.
He's literally bragging out loud about how they have daily meetings with all the social media companies. Sorry, not even just social media platforms. He said Zoom, private conversations, in order to censor speech they do not like. And let's just be 100% straight up. The ADL is not a civil rights group. It is an intelligence organization operating within the United States on behalf of another country.
You raised the question of Red Note. Well, guess what? If TikTok users flood to Red Note, they're going to face the same challenge there because it's also controlled by the Communist Party. Second, the senator's made a lot about some affidavit by some intelligence community official in some case. I don't know what it's referring to. I do know this. I've been on the Intelligence Committee for 10 years. I chair it now. I've heard the testimony of senior leaders that TikTok poses a grave threat to our national security and our people's well-being. But also know this. Third, you don't need intelligence. TikTok's own internal documents reveal the threat that it poses to Americans. The state attorneys generals have brought lawsuits to defend their people. Those lawsuits have produced documents that show chapter and verse exactly what TikTok has done to Americans. And finally, we keep hearing it's only 270 days. It's only 270 days. In 270 days, that is what TikTok will say again, because it will not have been sold, because Chinese communists won't allow it to be sold, because it's not just another app. It's not Instagram or Facebook or X or anything else. It is a Chinese communist spy app. I yield the floor.
Dear U.S. government, with all due respect, sometimes no respect is due. You sons of bitches. I mean, did you think we were just going to stop? We were going to stop posting because you're threatening to take this thing away on Sunday? Nuh-uh. We're going down with this motherfucking ship. And we're going to go and speak with our whole fucking chests about how much we hate you. We fucking hate you. This is supposed to be a representative democracy, and you are not representing us. You're not representing any of us. I don't know a single human being in my real life that thinks there's anything fucking good about banning this app where people come together and fucking communicate and have a good time and develop community and start small businesses and find a way to get some goddamn breathing room in this fucking oppressive fucking techno-feudalism that you've squashed us under. You keep your fucking boots on our necks and we're sick of it. We are fucking sick of it. And it didn't have to be this way. And now we're learning more and more that it really didn't have to be this way. We were just goofing off when we joined that Red Note. It was supposed to be kind of a, ah, fuck you. We're gonna fucking jump on another Chinese thing, like a straight up fucking CCP owned app. Yeah, fuck you, government. But then we started seeing what the fuck was really going on in other places in the world and talking to people that live in these other places in the world that you fucking told us were evil and falling apart and fucking third world shitholes. They're not. They're living in the goddamn future. And we're the ones who are corrupt and falling apart. And to the rest of the world, fucking evil. And you did this. For generations you've been doing this, but you stepped on the goddamn gas pedal this last few years and we are not fucking having it anymore. We're not fucking taking it anymore. I can't even fucking think straight. I mean, you assholes, with no evidence, no real evidence of anything that you claim was a danger about this app, and almost unanimously through fucking both chambers of Congress, lands on the president's desk, executive branch, boom, out of the way. Send it up to the highest court in the land. Unanimous fucking decision with no fucking evidence and no good reason. What the fuck are we doing here? We hate you with every fiber of our fucking beings, and that does not make us anti-American. It doesn't make us unpatriotic, because you're not America. The government is not America. A government is not a nation. For that matter, the land is not really a nation. That's just fucking dirt. The people with a cohesive culture are a nation, and you're taking that away from us. You're taking a huge chunk of that away from us. And why? For fucking money. Fake monopoly money that we all choose to pretend to agree is real, and then you won't let us have any of it. And the moment we find a way, crypto, we were like, hey, we found a way to make a little extra scratch and get some food, maybe a house. No, not like that. Can't do it like that. Oh, okay, well, the GameStop thing, you know, a couple cats figured out that all these rich fucks were fucking around with the numbers, and they figured out how they were doing it, and they were like, hey, maybe we can do it too, and a bunch of people jumped on the party, and you're like, not like that, and you fucking squashed it. Over and over and over again, when people find a fucking way to just breathe a little bit of fucking air before we fall back under the fucking waves, you fucking push us under. You tell us we can't have mass transit of any kind that actually fucking works and is clean and is efficient. You're like, oh yeah, the country's too big. There's no way. China's just as fucking big as far as land goes. Their trains look like they're from fucking space. I'm telling you, these people are living in the future. Oh yeah, there's too many people. They've got dozens of times as many people as we do. And fucking none of them are homeless. What is it, like 0.018% or some shit like that? Dude, it didn't have to be this way. None of this had to be this way. And we're just now finding out how much it didn't have to be this way. So I'm sorry, man. I'm really sad and scared for the consequences that a lot of you are gonna face. And I'm just sorry, actions have consequences. And when you push people to a breaking point, there's nowhere else to go. When you back them into the corner, they have to lash out for their own protection. So whatever is about to happen, just remember it was for our own protection. And as those consequences wash over you and everyone close to you and everything you care about, I want these words to echo in your ears, ping pong around in that fucking empty skull of yours. It didn't have to be this way.
I used to work in IT. I worked in IT for 13 years, and I learned a lot about data privacy in that time, and social media, and apps, and what apps are notoriously bad when it comes to data privacy. And at the very top of the list, the worst offender, the worst app for data privacy is Facebook Messenger. Not Facebook, not Instagram, not Threads, Messenger. And I've seen a lot of people say things like, oh, I got rid of all of my stuff from Meta and Facebook except Messenger because I have a group chat with my family. Or, oh, I got rid of my Facebook account, but I kept Messenger because that's how me and my work colleagues communicate. Bro, that's the worst one. Like, literally the worst one. All that other stuff that you got rid of and deleted does not matter if you keep Messenger, because that is the worst offender out of all of them. So let me just explain this to you. If you have Messenger on your phone and you don't have any other apps by Meta, you don't have Facebook, Instagram, Threads, nothing, If the only thing from Meta you have on your phone is Messenger and you connect to Wi-Fi, Messenger makes a map of that Wi-Fi network. It collects information about every single device that is connected to that network. Every phone, every computer, every tablet, every printer, every camera, every thermostat, every smart TV, every Roku device. And on every single one of those devices, they're collecting the name of the device, the IP address of the device, what type of device it is, whether or not your device has access to that device. And this doesn't just happen on your home network, it happens on every Wi-Fi network you connect to. So your friend's house, your parents' house, your place of employment, your child's school. If your child has Facebook Messenger on their phone, and then they connect their phone to their school Wi-Fi, that app is collecting data about their fellow students and about the faculty. And it's a lot more information than just, oh, there's 200 devices connected to this network. No, it's detailed information about every single device. Here's a mobile device connected. Oh, it's an iPhone. It's titled Jeremy's iPhone. It's running iOS version blank blank. Its IP address is blank 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 blank. Its MAC address or its hardware ID is blank blank blank. And by the way, the term MAC address has nothing to do with Apple. It's just a term used to describe the hardware ID that every single network connected device has. It's kind of like a serial number. And not only does Messenger collect all of this information about every single device on every single network that your phone ever connects to, but they also collect a crap ton of information from your actual phone, like the names, phone numbers, email addresses, and social links of literally everyone in your contacts, or your location history, or your browsing history, or a detailed list of every single app that you've ever installed. You think your passwords are safe? You think a fingerprint or a face ID is going to protect all of that information from Facebook Messenger? Spoiler alert, it's not. Downloading Messenger means that you consent to their terms of service. You give consent just by downloading the Messenger app. Using the service and downloading the app gives consent. Consent for your phone to be used as a data collection device to collect data about every place you go and every person you're in contact with. So if you find yourself in the mood lately to get rid of your Facebook and your Instagram and your WhatsApp and all of your Meta stuff, don't forget about Messenger. In fact, make Messenger a priority, because out of all of Meta's apps, Messenger is easily the worst one.
They've been lying to me my whole life. From the food chart they told me as a kid, here's how you eat. Lies, all wrong. From the Native Americans, how they came into this country and what we did to them, all lies. They've been lying to me constantly, and now I realize everything. Not most of it, everything they've been lying to me about. Why should I hate Russia? I don't. Why should I hate China? I don't. And now that I've seen this stuff on Red Note, I have a new motivation in life. I'm 55 years old, and I'm not really motivated anymore, but now I am. I'm motivated to do something exciting and new. From my hero, Bruce Lee, I'm going to learn Chinese. I want to go to China. I want to see for myself all these lies and the poison they've been feeding us all this time. The red dyes, the crappy food, the whole time. They just want me sick. My whole country is run by a pharmaceutical company. Companies run my country. Poor people can't live. They don't take care of the homeless. They don't take care of the veterans. They don't take care of anything.
小红书.
I can't stop crying about the public toilets in China. I can't. Every time I go on that app, I cry. Because it's not that our money is being so heavily invested in war that we can't eat and house ourselves. It's that our government has made a deliberate choice not to invest in us having a decent quality of life. People have to defecate on the streets and then everyone getting mad about it and then blaming the unhoused people for it. Because we chose to not invest in people, and then also we can't do something as basic and simple as having public toilets. And by the way, these aren't just stalls of toilets like what we would imagine being here. This is like touchscreen toilet displays showing just full and empty. Like imagine like the most advanced parking garage in Vegas, but better, with air controls inside of them. And we would have the attitude that unhoused people don't deserve that here. I can already hear it, like, they don't need that. And that's the thing I'm realizing. Our government's just been like, they don't need those things. They don't need that. Yeah, we could make a car that's 20 years further in advancements than the cars here are. But you know what? We would rather develop a weapon that can tear somebody into shreds a lot more efficiently. It's It's disgusting.
Isn't it crazy how all it took was a bunch of Americans finally being able to communicate with Chinese people who directly live under communism, the thing that America is so afraid of, will literally destabilize countries for heading that way. And yet here we are learning about how affordable their cost of living is, how 90% of people in China own the place that they live in, how they don't really have homeless people, they don't have a drug problem. Their groceries are affordable. They only have to work one job in order to pay their bills. They were confused about having to pay for an ambulance ride. They literally have universal healthcare. And as time has gone on, we have literally moved further and further away from communism. And that's because communism is far left. And the more time that has gone on, the more far right our country has gone. Literally further away on the spectrum from the things that would all free us from our everyday life struggles. And it's all because many, many, many years ago, our government decided that in order to get us to not want communism, they had to make it seem like it was this big, scary, crazy thing and to basically shield us from it. We're literally talking to people that live under that type of government and they're happy. They're happy and they cannot believe how Americans are letting America run. And they feel sorry for us. That's sad.
This is tragically hilarious. So apparently Americans are on Red Note sharing their lived experiences and the living conditions in the United States, like needing two jobs to survive and stuff like that. And Chinese folks are in such disbelief and shock. They didn't think that what they were learning about Americans could have been possibly true because they thought it was just all propaganda by the Chinese Communist Party. It's so bad here that not even Chinese citizens have been believing what their government has been saying about us because they didn't think it could be possibly true. The Chinese government doesn't even need to use propaganda to show what a dumpster fire the United States is because we speak for ourselves in that regard. Yet the United States government spends $1.6 billion on anti-Chinese propaganda. The Chinese government literally couldn't say anything about the United States that wouldn't be worse than the actual conditions here. You know when kids don't finish their food and their parents are like, there are starving people in Africa, you have to finish your food. That's how other countries talk about us. It's like, all right, Timmy, you know, appreciate your healthcare because there are dying and sick people in America who don't have healthcare.
Americans are coming on this app and realizing that the only people who get to live the American dream are the Chinese.
小红书.
Hey, nah, we really need to talk about this. Because I know bro said, give us your best American jokes, but I can't tell if this actually is a joke or a genuine question because Americans do eat like their healthcare is free. And I laughed my ass off when I first saw this, but then I thought about it again. I'm like, hold on. Is he telling a joke or is he asking because he's genuinely worried about the fact that we, one, eat like shit, and two, we don't have any health care to cover all the health problems that we get from eating like shit. I know this is supposed to be a joke, but if there was ever a joke, that should immediately radicalize everyone in a country. It's this one, because this is showing that a good portion of the world knows America's food is shit. The healthcare system is even worse, and yet Americans continue to not only allow it to pass, but they even indulge themselves in the shit of Americanism. This shouldn't even be a joke. Why is this even a joke?
Just had a really long conversation with someone that lives in rural China, and oh my God. They had a lot of questions about the way things work for poor people in the United States, and so the conversation started asking about land and whether or not we were allotted a specific amount of land for farming when we're born. I had to explain that no, you either had to be independently wealthy to acquire land for farming, or if you were lucky, your parents were wealthy and you would inherit their land when they died. Apparently over there they just lend you land for you to grow food. Then the conversation turned over to healthcare and education, and I explained that a lot of people my age are choosing not to have children just because of the state of both of these things over here. I explained that even if you can afford to feed a child, the pregnancy alone can cost tens of thousands of dollars. This isn't me coming on here saying Chinese government good, Chinese government unproblematic. That's not what I'm saying. But horrified does not even begin to cover the feeling that was expressed to me from her. Y'all, the corn over here is 5 times more expensive than over there. We grew the corn. I live less than 30 miles from the fields where 1/3 of America's vegetables and 3/4 of America's fruits are produced, and I cannot afford to eat them. Y'all, what the fuck?
For my Chinese friend, I just want to tell you some discussions Americans are having right now. All of us agree and are astounded at how cheap and affordable your groceries, housing, and cars are. I have been watching you guys' grocery haul videos, and it is blowing my mind. America could never. A lot of us also cannot believe how advanced your country is, because we were always shown and told that you guys were a third world, like, starving country. That's just not the case. The fact that 95% of you guys own homes is mind-boggling. It is, like, seriously almost impossible to own a home anywhere in the U.S. You have to work immensely hard. How about y'all's law school is, like, $800 a year, and I think that your homeless rate is, like, 0.18%. I have people living in tents outside of my building. Like, it's terrible here. What? I saw somebody say earlier that a cancer medication that they get is about $20 in China, and they are paying $22,000 a month in the US for that same medication. What? A lot of you guys were also thinking that it's propaganda that our kids, sometimes if they can afford it and their parents want to, will put them in a bulletproof backpack to go to school. They also stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance every single day before class starts. This whole experience might just be the most awake and united I think I've ever seen this country. We are pissed at our government, number one. Number two, astounded. Absolutely astounded.
小红书.
You're telling me that in China, a communist country, that I could go there and buy a home, like I pay the mortgage, and it is mine. For 70 years, that is my property. I don't ever have to worry about losing my job, getting sick, or just not even being able to pay the bills. It's mine. And then when that 70 years is up, all I have to do is renew the property tax for a small fee that's nowhere close to the amount that I would have to pay in America. Wow, what a concept.
You're telling me that the only property tax that they pay on their vehicles is a small vessel tax that is attached to their insurance? What a concept. You're telling me that public spaces such as museums and zoos are free because it's a public space? What a concept. You're telling me that you can work a part-time job, and as long as you don't make over 5,000 of whatever their currency is, you won't be taxed on it? What a concept.
I'm moving to China. Fuck New York City. I'm moving to China tomorrow. So I go ahead and create my Red Note, right? And I'm thinking that this place is like North Korea. Like, everybody's living in poverty, they're oppressed by their government. Oh my God, is all I have to say. The first thing I say, you guys really have to work more than one job just to survive and like have a home and food? What? Americans are showing their medical bills and the Chinese don't know what to do. They're like, what? Like, they can't even believe it. They're like, ours is free. And when you go to the hospital, it's like $100, including treatment. And then people are showing their ambulance bills. Because our ambulances are thousands of dollars. Theirs is free. Free. And don't even get me started on the grocery hauls. These people go in these grocery haul. Like, I've never even heard of that word here. Like, we're just like, you know, eating crackers to survive here to pay rent. Like, they're hauling groceries that like would be worth like $1,000 here. But for them, it's like nothing. And it's all healthy, you know, high quality food. Hence why they're all skinny, gorgeous, and their skin is perfect. So I just don't have words for this. And their trains look like they came out of the year 3000. It literally looks like out of a frickin' movie. And there's no homeless people. And they're immaculate. And, like, extremely high speed. Like New York City subway. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Their cars and phones are 10 times more technologically advanced than ours. And affordable. And you know what's funny? We can't have them here. We're not allowed. They're banned. And do not even look up Chinese kindergarten. Don't look it up. It'll make you so mad. I almost swan dove out my window when I saw Chinese kindergarten. Meanwhile, in our kindergarten, they can't even teach children what's a boy and what's a girl. And they're teaching kids that they can identify as animals in our country. And this one's my favorite. They're all confirming that they don't have a social credit system, like we've been told. But you know what we have over here? It's a credit score. We can barely do anything without it. So it's just almost like they're telling us that they have things that they don't, but we are the ones that actually have them. Interesting. So if you want to ruin your day and cry yourself to sleep every night and rethink your entire life and society and everything you've ever been told, go make a red note.
I want to start this video off by acknowledging something we all very much know. The government that does run China is communist. When I say these next few things that I've discovered about China through the citizens themselves, I only say these things because it shows what a government is capable of doing for their people. And if even the Chinese government can do this for their people, the United States, you've got no excuse. No excuse, none. Up to 90% of people in China own their own homes. So yeah, about 90% of people own their own homes. Quite a few of them have more than one home. They have like a summer home or a winter home. And that's not just the super rich, that's pretty common. Their utilities and bills, groceries on average, is vastly cheaper. The amount of food that they can get with essentially $100 is much more than what we can get with $100. Everyone has healthcare, everyone. And if something were to happen and you needed an ambulance, you do not have to pay for that ambulance. And they also don't have to deal with a typically almost every day a school being pew-pewed. Their kids are happy to go to school. Or if they're not, it's just because they generally don't like school and learning, and that's kind of pretty common with other kids too. But see, they don't have to worry for their safety. Okay, yeah. Is it the type of government that we would want? No, we're already seeing signs of it. Our freedom of speech is already being taken away, bit by bit. Also, we've been lied to about their technology. They are ahead of us. Their cars are better. Their phones are better. Their computers are better. Even the algorithm is better. And were you ever taught of a social credit system that their actions and words are constantly judged and there's like a literal point system? That's American propaganda. Now, this is not me saying that the Chinese government is better than the US government. No. But again, as I said earlier, if even the Chinese government can do this much for their people, the United States has no excuse.
4 days on Red Note has me going through all the stages of grief. And right now, I think I'm sitting firmly in anger. And not at the Chinese or anything like that. They're fucking amazing. Their cities are amazing. Their people are amazing. Their lifestyle is amazing. Their fucking grocery bills are fucking amazingly small. Dude, American exceptionalism is a lie. It's a fucking lie. This country, every day of our lives, is just one big goddamn commercial to fucking leech every fucking dime out of our pockets and every fucking spare second you have out of your day. And it's just nothing but a nonstop fucking hamster wheel. And as a goof, we go and protest by like, oh, you're gonna fucking take away TikTok because the fucking Chinese are gonna take our data? Well, we're gonna fucking mail our social security card directly to Xi's fucking office. You know, and then we start talking to these people and seeing how they live and then actually having direct message conversations with these new friends that are curious and excited about us. And they're like, tell us about what it's like in America. No offense, but we hear you're lazy and all you do is hang out and go on vacations. And I'm like, vacation? What the fuck are you talking about? No, I mean, most people are working 2, maybe 3 jobs just to fucking make ends meet. And then, you know, we start talking about what things cost. And they're like, yeah, dude, I mean, I go out to eat, it costs me, you know, whatever the fuck their money is called, yuan, whatever it is. You do the math and you Google the exchange rate and you're like, hang on, that's like $1.90 for a meal. Like a sit down, $2 you spent on a fucking meal? Then, you know, you start scrolling through and you see their grocery haul and all this shit, and you can see the prices right there, and then do fucking Google with the exchange. Dude, we already knew we were getting fucked, but we're getting fucking extra slam fucked. No lube, no permission, no consent. And we've been told our whole lives that these are evil people that fucking hate us, and they're backwards, and they're slaves working in sweatshops and living in gulags, and you would hate it over there. Don't even bother going over there. And, you know, honestly, to a lot of us Americans, we're fucking ignorant to the point we bought the fucking propaganda that was being sold to us our whole lives. I know hardly anyone that's ever even expressed interest in going to China with their rare vacation time and dollars. And then, all at once, tens of millions of us go over to this app as a lark, just to goof off. And we all got slapped in the face with dude, these skyscrapers and these cities, they're beautiful, they're clean. It looks like the goddamn future. I'm telling you, man, these people are living in the year 2325. I'm not even sure we're a first world country anymore if you compare apples to apples. I mean, this place is fucking amazing. No, I'm not, look, I know a bunch of y'all are already fucking clutching your pearls and you already got a fucking thumb up your own asshole. Oh, but America's the best thing in the world. You're anti-patriotic. You must hate America, fucking commie. No, I'm just fucking stating what it is. I've seen with my own eyes on a different platform that we're just not fucking living. Not like the way other places in the world are fucking living. And we've got to get the fuck over ourselves and the nonsense that we've been sold. Because this ain't it. This ain't fucking it. Man, something's got to change. It's got to change fast. I don't know how or who or where or when. Something has to change, and I think everybody can feel it in the fucking air. Everybody's about to fucking snap. People were on the verge, and who the fuck thought that Xiao Hongshu was going to fucking show us our life is just one big shitty commercial on a hamster wheel. We're that Black Mirror episode where you live in that fucking pod. And you look at the screen and you have to watch so many ads to get enough credits to eat. That's us. Just you.
Why don't the American people fight back? Why don't they fight back? Why don't you just overthrow your government?
I'll tell you why.
Our police like to shoot us and they don't get in trouble.
In fact, they keep their jobs.
Once in a while, they'll go to jail.
But now, there are everyday citizens who are allowed to be bounty hunters. They get paid. They get paid for turning in their own people. Our police are militarized against us. Our military has been militarized against us. Militarized against us.
So TikTok has definitely changed. I wanted to make some content on here because I've never been active on any other apps and I've never used my voice or spoken out about anything. But since I've been back on TikTok after the ban, that shit has been fundamentally altered. And I do not know exactly why or what has changed, but it is different. I don't know if it was like a reset on my algorithm and now they're just throwing stuff at the wall to see what I like again. But the stuff that I was getting, the people that I was seeing, and just the vibe is really different. I don't know if you're feeling the same thing, but I think I'm going to stay here for a while because I do not trust what's happening at TikTok. I hope you're doing well and let me know what's going on because things are getting weird in the United States of America. Okay.
小红书.
Welcome back. And what a time to be alive. I can't tell you how excited I am about the recent turn of events. I haven't felt this hopeful about America's future since the 60s, but I'm thinking the kids won't let me down the way my fellow boomers did, and I don't think this genie is going back in the bottle. And on that note, thanks to Red Note, and thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I hope you'll join me again next Saturday at 12 a.m. Sunday. And now I'm going to play us out with a few tunes which capture the mood, beginning with an apocalyptic ditty from Jax, followed by Elvis Costello, Paul Simon, and Carole King. Then a few words from Roger Waters, and we will end with an ode to life from Joni Mitchell. Here's wishing you peace, love, courage, noncompliance, and sweet dreams.
We'll be laughing when the Walmarts hit the fan. Whoa. was in the fifth grade, a kid named Walker. Punched me in the gut, then he shoved me in a locker. One day I'll be wearing me an ear-to-ear grin when he's banging on the door screaming.
My ex-best friend, let's call her Regina, talked a lot of trash about me back in middle school theater. So when she's begging for the Aquafina in my freezer, I'ma feed her to the dead and then I think I'll watch him eat her. Cause you should've never fucked with my boy.
You should've never fucked with my girl.
You're all out of luck cause you're about to be so fucked at the end of the world. I can't wait for the apocalypse cause I know we survive. Doomsday sounds ridiculously fun when we're the only ones alive. Baby, it's you and me versus all these brain-dead NPCs. When the bots we created and the aliens invade, it's gonna be a pretty funny scene. So bring on the earthquakes, bring on the floods. I ain't afraid of nothing because, darling, we'll be just fine. My apocalypse on yours and your apocalypse on mine. Feel bad for your ex-girlfriend, this bunker's full. Sorry, Kate.
I feel bad for your ex-boyfriend, I think his name was Zombie Babe.
I feel bad for the girl who left you all alone, cause I'ma save the dog, but the bitch is on her own.
I feel bad for the dude who broke your heart, cause there's only room for two on this art.
I'll be on my I Am Legend shit, you'll be the Will to my Smith.
You're the Smith to my Wesson on my hip.
On my arm, you're the armor to my getting. I don't know what everybody's dreading. I can't wait for the apocalypse, cause I know we survive. Doomsday sounds ridiculously fun when we're the only ones alive. Baby, it's you and me versus all these brain-dead NPCs. When the bots we created and the aliens invade, it's gonna be a pretty funny scene. So bring on the earthquakes, bring on the floods. I ain't afraid of nothing because, darling, we'll be just fine. My apocalypse on yours and your apocalypse on mine. We'll be laughing when the Walmarts hit the fan. While everyone is walking dead, we'll run zombie land.
Like these liars may inherit the earth, even pretending to
of our minds and stop the violence, cause it's out of control. We've got to make them stop. See, things really have to change before it's too late.
walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is the only pain hatred and misery?
You have been a great audience. There's so much love in this room, and it crosses the fourth wall of this stage in waves, and it has done all evening, and we thank you so much for it. It would be a good thing if the love that is in this room could cross a few other walls and a few other boundaries both of national boundaries and boundaries of religion and boundaries of all sorts of things, political beliefs, because we need this love to spread over this fragile planet of ours. Otherwise, the fuckers are going to destroy it. In the United States, where I live, particularly, I mean, they are the ringleaders, let's be honest. But also in the UK, where I was born, and in a lot of Europe as well, they are rattling the sabres. They're going to try and invade Iran, or they're going to invade Iran. I have a horrible feeling that they may do it. They are hell-bent on starting a war with the Iranians, and in consequence, probably baiting the Russian bear. The propaganda, the anti-Russian propaganda extant in the Western press is unbelievable. Do you want to fight the Russians? I don't want to fight the Russians. I've met lots of Russian people. They're ordinary fucking people like you and me. I know they have a somewhat checkered past. Don't we all? Well, I do. My people do, very, very checkered. But the Russians? You want to start a war with the Russians? Do you not remember the Second World War? Do you remember what the Russian people did in the Second World War when they defeated the Wehrmacht at a cost of 20 million of their boys? I mean, give me a break. Anyway, I won't make a political speech because that's not why we're here. I will. I am unashamed of my position because these fuckers will kill us all if we don't send this love around the world and say, no, we do not want to live in a state of perpetual war. This is not the life we really want. We want to try and figure out how to act collectively in order to solve the problems of climate and also cultural and national and political and religious differences between people, because we are all human beings, and we were all brothers and sisters, every single one of us, everywhere on the planet, whatever our nationality or race or color or creed or religion.
Okay.
Castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun, and they rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusion that I recall. I really don't know clouds. I really don't know clouds at all. Dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave 'em laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. No, don't give yourself away. Oh, I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange, and they shake their heads, and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained.
Tell them, Jonah.
In living every day. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Thank you.